Today's shir is Daf Yud Ches. We're going to begin on the fourth line. Yesterday we learned in the Mishnah about various activities that Beis Shammai said you're not allowed to do ready on Friday afternoon. In explaining that, we said yesterday that all of these activities have to be things that are also to do on Shabbos. Because if you're not also to do it on Shabbos, certainly there's no issa to do it on Friday afternoon. So the first thing we said was, Ein Sharem Diyoy. You're not allowed to soak ink. And we described that they used to take soot and mix it with oil and make a mass, and that's how you began making ink. So the question is, what is the malacha when you mix the oil and the soot that you have, that was saying that not only does Beis Shammai say it's also to do on Shabbos, but it's even also to do on Friday? First we have to identify the malacha. So the malacha is lush. Lush, we said yesterday, is kneading. Kneading with a K. But here, you know, when we think of kneading, we think that you take flour and you take water and you mix them together, and that's how you make it. You knead a dough. But here there's nothing being mixed. You're just taking the two different ingredients and you're putting them together. Apparently, our Mishnah holds that you don't actually have to go through a mixing process to have lisha. Just putting the two ingredients together is already considered lisha. So the Gemara begins and wants to know, man tanin the sinus mayim l'diyoy, just putting water and ink together, zu shri yosan, that's already considered soaking it and making lisha. Omer Rabbi Yosef, so Rabbi Yosef said, Rabbi, the Tanya, there's a braisa that says, later in the Masechta, where the Masechta discusses Melachas Lisha, Echad Noisin is a Kemach, Vechad Noisin is a Mayim. If you have one person brought flour, another person brought water, Ha'achron Chayiv, the person who pours the water, he didn't do any mixing. He just poured the water on top of the flour, he's ready Chayiv for Lisha, according to Rabbi. Similarly here, our Mishnah will say that just putting the oil and the ingredients together, that is already lisha. Rabbi Yosi Yomer, and Chayiv at Shigabel. Rabbi Yosi says you have to actually do a mixing. You have to knead it together. And therefore, in our Mishnah, where is no such activity happening, you would not be Chayiv. And the Agli Tal explains the Machloikas beautifully. He says, what does lisha mean? What is the Malach of kneading? Is the Malach of kneading taking two disparate ingredients and putting them together? Or is the malach, so that's what Rebbe says, water and flour is enough, just putting them together, even though you didn't do any mixing. Rabbi Yossi is going to hold, says the Agli Tal, it's not just taking two ingredients and putting them together, it's taking two items and turning them into one. So it's just not enough that you should take the two ingredients together. You have to physically mix them together to take two disparate items and make them into one. And that's why Rabbi Yosef will not be chayiv. But the Egli Tal, of course, points out, very understandably, even Rebbe in holds that just putting them together is enough, will certainly agree that if you mix them together, you're chayiv. He's not excluding that. He's just saying that you don't have to mix them together. Even if you just put them together, it's enough. Amar Abaye says, Abaye, let not be that quick in saying that our mission doesn't go with Rabbi Yossi. But Dilma, Akan lekam Rabbi Yossi el bekemach. Where did Rabbi Yossi said you have to mix it? Because by flour, the bag gibelhu, which is something that is mixable, kneadable. Avol diyoy, you never actually physically mix the oil and the other ingredients when you make ink. The lab bag gibelhu, aim aloy chayiv. Maybe Rabbi Yossi will agree that you chayiv for losh even if you didn't actually mix it together. Answers the Gemara, Lo Yisal Kedaitach. It's not true. Why? The Tanya is another Braisa. The Braisa says, Echad Noisin is Efer, Vechad Noisin is Mayim. If one person brought ash, and one person brought water, Ha'achron Chayiv, Divrei Rebbe. And that's what Rebbe says. Rabbi Yosef Yehuda, I'm actually Gabel. No, you're not Chayiv Felisha until you actually mix it together. So you see, now Efer is not something which is a Bar Gibel. If Rabbi Yossi is going to say, by something which is not a bar gibel, you don't have to mix it together, why does he say that you're not chayv until you actually mix it? Alamai must be that Rabbi Yossi always says that mixing is required. Ask the Gemara v'dima mai efer. Who says when it says there efer, it means ashes? Maybe it means offer. It means sand. which sinned is a bar gibelhu. And again, by bar gibel, everybody will agree that Rabbi Yossi requires actually mixing. So we don't have a raya. So the Meretz Chayes explains, it says Afer. Why would I think it means offer? It says because many times in Shas we find that when it says Afer, it means offer or vice versa. Ask the Gemara Tanya Afer, but Tanya offer. There's one brisa that talks about Afer, and there's another brisa that talks about offer. So it's obvious that the brisa that says Afer means Afer. And says the Gemara, Midagaba Dodi Tanya. If these two brises would be right next to each other, then you're right. Then Afer must be Afer and Offer must be Offer. These two brises were taught in different places. So maybe the brise that says Afer still means Offer. So we don't have a raya. Begins the Gemara. Taner Rabbanan. Poiskem Mayim Lagina Erev Shabbos Im Chashecha. You can open up to the Shaila. Could you open up your water hose to water your lawn Friday night, even though the water is going to be going on Shabbos, which certainly you would not be allowed to do that on Shabbos. And your lawn gets watered. Another halacha. They used to put perfume on their clothing, so you could put incense. So you could put the incense under your clothing Erev Shabbos. And like that, it continues the whole Shabbos. Havara. You know, if you ever noticed, when you have a piece of silver, sometimes when there's some decoration on it, it gets black. How does it get black? The way it gets black is they burn sulfur under the piece of silver, and the sulfur makes a black smoke that gets settled into the grooves, and that's how you have that black. So the halach is, you could put the sulfur, the burning sulfur under the kelim, erev Shabbos im chashecha, umiskafim v'holchim kol Shabbos kula. Another halacha, umnichin kilar gaba ayin. You could put a patch with medicine on your eye, vespalanis gaba maka, or another type of a patch with medicine on a wound, umisrapis v'holchim kol yom kula. So right away, there's a question that the Rosh asks. In all the other things that we just learned, watering your lawn, burning the incense or the sulfur, there's a malacha d'oraisa. So we can understand why maybe Friday it's asr, and we're going to see Taka Beisham and hold it's asr, because we're learning that you're not allowed to do malacha even Friday under certain circumstances. But refuah b'Shabbos is only issa d'rabbanan in the first place. So if it's only asr d'rabbanan on Shabbos, certainly we're not going to make gezeiros erev Shabbos, and here we're talking about refuah. So the Rosh explains that here the issue is that it's an ointment, and you're smearing it, and that's why it's a malacha d'oraisa of memarich, and that's why it would be maybe be also an erev Shabbos. You're not allowed to put wheat into a water mill. They all have to be ground up from erev Shabbos. So the obvious question, my tama, why is this different than everything else? The first group of things we said a lot of doing Friday, and this not. Answer the Gemara, Amar Rava, Neshimishmas Kol. The grinding of the wheat makes noise. So there's a very big machlokes Rishonim that's very negel aloch lemaisa, how to learn this Gemara. What does Mashmash Kol mean? Does Mashmash Kol mean it makes noise? And it's elusive to Shabbos. It's inappropriate that your watermill is making noise on Shabbos. That's one pshat in the Rishonim. Another pshat in the Rishonim is that if I walk by on Shabbos and I hear your watermill going, I may come to think that you put the wheat in on Shabbos, and therefore it's asur. What's the nafkamina? The best nafkamina would be an alarm clock. If the vart of an alarm clock is because it's making noise and noise is inappropriate for Shabbos, so you wouldn't be allowed to set up your alarm clock for Friday afternoon. If, however, the vart is that people are going to accuse you of doing it on Shabbos, everybody knows that you set your alarm clock the day before, and you would be allowed to set the alarm clock. The aloch lemaisa is that you're allowed to set an alarm clock, but you should be careful, and that you should set it in a way that you should have an alarm clock that's not that noisy. The noise shouldn't be heard in the entire house. Maybe, you know, only in your room. Because otherwise, even if there's no problem that people think that you set it up on Shabbos, which is a loose of the Shabbos. Where else do you have the shaila? That's how Ramosha Paskins, actually. Where else do you have the shaila? Let's say you have a dryer. You put clothes into the dryer, or you put dishes into the dishwasher right before Shabbos. and the dishes go, and the dishwasher goes on till through Shabbos. The dryer is on into Shabbos. It'll go off by itself. So,
or dishes on the
dishwasher. Or dishwasher on the Shabbos clock is another example. According to this Gemara, it's Asur. For both reasons. Number one reason is because it makes noise. Unless you have your dryer behind the closet, that doesn't make noise. But number one, it makes noise. And even if you have your dryer behind the closet, there's another problem. If I walk by your house and you have a vent, and I see the smoke coming out of your dryer vent, so yeah, so that's as elusive the Shabbos, number one. And number two, the chash that somebody may think that you maybe put the clothing into the dryer. Or I'll walk into your house and I'll hear the dishwasher on, and I'll think somebody maybe put on the dishwasher on Shabbos. So even if you set it up on set it up with a Shabbos clock, it may be usher. The only heter they want to say is not on the dryer. On the dryer, it's hard to come up with a heter unless it's, you know, behind the closet. That since everybody knows that people set up dishwashers from before Shabbos on a Shabbos clock, it may be mutter. But from the Pashtus HaGemara, it's not. It's mashma that should be usher.
But the point of the pshat that maybe the chash that you put it on Shabbos, the rechayim,
right? Right.
So then why are they chash that you put on your sprinkler on Shabbos?
Because there I could see.
I see a sprinkler.
Why am I chayshiv from before Shams? Good shayla. I don't know. That's how Rav explains the Gemara. Amalei Rav Yosef, v'lei mamar shum shvisas kalim. Why are you telling me that the reason is because of mashmas kol? Tell me, because you're not allowed to do. You're not allowed to let your kalim do work on Shabbos. The Tanya, as we learned in the Braisa, it says in the pasuk regarding Shabbos, or v'chol asher amarti lachem tishameru. The rabbis that comes to teach us, Shvisas Kalim, that not only do you not allowed to work on Shabbos, but even your Kalim are not allowed to work. Elram Yosef, that's why Rabbi Yosef says, Mishum Shvisas Kalim. So the way the Gemara is learning now, Rabbi Yosef is explaining this price, and this way Tosfos explains, even according to Beis Hillel. And Beis Hillel will agree that Shvisas Kalim is Osir, and that's why you're not allowed to have your mill grinding on Shabbos. Ask the Gemara, the Hashda Amrul Beis Hillel Shvisas Kalim, now to explain that even Beis Hillel agrees that Shvisas Kalim is also on Shabbos because it's the Raisa. So we have a question, Gufus Rugmer, my Tamash Sharu. So why are you allowed to let the incense or the sulfur burn on Shabbos? Mishum Delay Kavad Maisa. Answer the Gemara, when is there issue of Shvisas Kalim? Shvisas Kalim is only Osir when the Kalim are doing a Maisa. Here, the kelim aren't doing a maisa, it's just sitting. The incense is sitting in the keli. So even if you hold the shvisas kelim, says the Gemara, it'll only be when the keli is doing a maisa, not when it's not doing a maisa. Similarly, we learned in the Mishnah, Unin Shel Pishtin, Beis Hillel said, you're allowed to put the flax to boil from before Shabbos, my time Misharu, Mishum Deloyavin Maisa. They're not doing any maisa, it's Menech Naichi, the flax is just sitting in the pot. And the Rishonim point out, that's why we didn't ask the question, why don't we start from the beginning of the Braisa, Paiskim Mayim Lagina, because in the Mayim there's no Keli. It's just the water sprinkling out. So we wanted to ask a case from where there's a Keli. And we're explaining that even if there's a Keli, calls man, the Keli is not doing a Maisa, it's not Osir. But now the Gemara comes with a question, Mitzudas Chayva Oif Adogim. We had yesterday Machloikis in the Mishnah, about setting up a trap from Erev Shabbos, but Shammai said it's Osir. Beis Hillel said it's Mutter. Now we're saying that the only time Beis Hillel says there's no problem with Shvisas Kalim is when the Kalim aren't doing a Maisa. But here the trap does do a Maisa. What does the trap do? On Shabbos, the animal falls into the trap, and then the trap does its job of trapping. And now we're saying that Beis Hillel will agree that when the Kalim is doing a Maisa on Shabbos, there's a problem with Shvisas Kalim. Answers the Gemara, Hasum na, my time is Sharu. Why will Beis Hillel say it's Mutter? Answers the Gemara, Hasum nami belechi vekukri, delay kavim maisi. We're talking about specific types of traps. Lechi means a hook. The animal just bites the hook, or the fish just bites the hook. So the hook isn't doing anything. And kukri was a kind of a trap that worked like this. It was a, sort of like a, you could imagine a funnel. Wide on one side and narrow on the other side. The animal walks into the funnel, but can't get out, because it's too narrow on the other side. So that isn't doing a maisa. That's the kind of trap that Beis Hillel will be say is mutter. But Enoch Nami, we're learning now, that's not the way we're going to end the Gemara, Beis Hillel will agree, by a keli that's doing a maisa, there is an issue of Shvisas Keli. However, says the Gemara, V'hash d'amar of Oisha, amar of Asi, that The man tana shvisas kelim deraisa. Who's the man that to hold shvisas kelim is deraisa? Beshamai he v'loy beisil. It's only beshamai that holds to the concept of shvisas kelim, not beisil. So says the Gemara like this: lebei shamai, according to beshamai, ben covered ma'isa, ben deloy covered ma'isa. Whether the keli is actually doing a ma'isa or the keli is not doing a ma'isa, it's osur. Why? Because they hold to the concept of shvisas kelim. Beisil, but however, according to beisil, afagav the covered ma'isa. Even if the keli is doing a ma'isa, like a regular trap, still shari, because they don't subscribe to shvisas kelim. Ask the Gemara, the hashta the amitul beshamai. Now we're saying according to beshamai, the afagav the loyavin ma'isa. Even if a keli is not doing a ma'isa, it's still osur because of the concept of shvisas kelim. Ask the Gemara, ihachim mugma v'gafris ma'itam shari beshamai. Why does the Braisa say, and the Gemara is learning at this point, that the Braisa we said before, is he going even according to Beshamai? How are you allowed to let your suit get this incense? Your keli is doing, it's Shvisas Kalim, the same with the sulfur. Answers the Gemara, Hosam Monach Ara. It's not that the incense is in a keli, it's not that the sulfur is in the keli, it's on the floor. So there's no problem with Shvisas Kalim, and you set it up on Friday. But Enoch Nami, if it was in a keli, Beshami would say it's Osir, even if the keli is not doing a Maisa. Ask the Gemara, good. So you answered the Braisa. We have a problem, Gigas. Gigas is the way they made beer. Beer was soaked in a tank. The hops were soaked in a tank for 8 days. You can't have 8 days without a Shabbos. And according to Beshami, you have a problem with Shvisas Kalim. So how could you ever make beer? Your keli has the beer in it. Or Ner. How does a candle work? You put a candle into a candlestick. So the candlestick is Shvisas Kalim. Kdeira, how do you ever have food in a pot? The pot is your pot, and it has food, and it's on the oven on Shabbos. Shvud is a spit. It's like a barbecue. How could you have food? They used to keep food even in a barbecue, on a grill. How can you do it? My time is Shar Beshamai. How could Beshamai say it's mutter? Answers the Gemara, the mafkur li mafkur. The Gemara says a chiddush. What it means is that all these kalim that you need to use on Shabbos that you can't avoid, you're mafker. So Taisha says, I hefker, you have to, when you say hefker, it has to be in front of three people. Where are the three people here? So Taisha says, the Letzorich Shabbos, we were makel, that everybody understands that you have to be able to use it, and you don't have to go through all the halachas of hefker. The Rashba says even more. The Rashba says, even if you never came to learn the Daf Yomi Shir, so you don't know anything about Hefker. It's Hefker, Bezdin, Hefker. Bezdin is Mafker for every Jew, all the kalim he needs for Shabbos, in order that they should be able, that he, otherwise he could never survive. In fact, I saw a very interesting thing based on this concept of the Rashba. The Yeshua Smalka talks about such a story. There was somebody who was supposed to write a prosbul. You know, at Shemitah, if you want Shemitah not to work, somebody's supposed to write a prosbul. But the person didn't know the halachas, so he wrote it incorrectly. So Shaila, will that prosbul work or not? So the Yeshua Smalka says it will work. Why will it work? He says, because the person meant to do the right thing. He didn't do it, because he didn't know. You have just like in this Gemara, the person doesn't know that he should be mafker, the Bezdin does it on his behalf. So too will Bezdin make the prosbul, since he wanted to do the right thing on his behalf. Similarly, Rav Zilberstein wants to take this concept a step further. He says, let's say you have two Jews. One is lending money to the other. And he knows that ribbis is also. So interest is also, but he knows that you could write a heteriska. But these two Jews, they weren't that familiar. They wrote the heteriska the best they could, and it was done incorrectly. Will it work or not? So he says it'll work. Because as soon as they show that they want to do the right thing, he wants to say the hefker bezda hefker kicks in, and it'll work, and the malva will be allowed to take ribbis from the loiva. And he explains that really every mechiras chametz works that way. When a person goes to the rav to sell mechiras chametz, most people don't actually understand the intricacies of how it works. But what they want to do the right thing. So the hefker bezda hefker work kicks in to make it work, even though you don't really understand all the intricacies of what you're doing. Before we go further, halach lemaisa. Taisha says that we pass like Rabbi Yishia. That means that we don't subscribe to the concept of Shvisas Kalim. And therefore, we pass like Basil, like Rabbi Yishia said, that there is no issue of Shvisas Kalim. It's interesting, The Torah brings down a rokeach, the shitas harishonim, that say that we're passing like Rava, that we do say shvisas kelim according to Beis Hillel, but there's a difference between kelim that do a maisa and kelim that don't do a maisa. But in Shulchan Aruch we paskin that we don't paskin shvisas kelim. But Tosfos says, don't get confused, we don't paskin with shvisas kelim, but in their world it was more relevant, we do paskin with shvisas behema. So therefore your animal, you're not allowed to do, not allowed to let it work on Shabbos. Ask Tosfos. So we just came up with an eitzah of being mafkarit. So let's say you have an animal and you want to let it work on Shabbos, so just be mafkarit. So Tosfos says two reasons why we shouldn't do that. Number one, we said, when do we rely on hefker? We rely on hefker because we have no other choice. You'll never be able to eat on Shabbos because you won't be able to have food in a pot. You don't have that heter, so you won't let your animal work on Shabbos. And another reason he says is like this: when your horse or your animal works on Shabbos and everybody sees its work, it's mefursim and it's bezoyin for Shabbos. If you have food on the pot in your house, that's not a bezoyin to Shabbos. That's why we have to be more strict about the animal than the pot. Ask the Gemara. Man tana lahad the Tana Rabbanan. Who's the Tana of the following brisa? Lesmali ishi kedera asoshes for tumeisin. A woman shouldn't fill up a pot with different types of bean. But taniach letara yichatana erev Shabbos. Leave it in the oven erev Shabbos im chesheicha. Vimnostan, if she did it, lematzi Shabbos asurin b'chtei shiasa. Matzi Shabbos, she can't eat those beans. She has to wait the amount of time it would take to prepare them if she started preparing them just the matzi Shabbos. Similarly, leimal anachtem chavish l'mayim, anachtem should not fill up a pot of water. V'neich l'toychatana erev Shabbos m'chesheicha. He needs this water not for Shabbos, he needs it for matzi Shabbos. And matzi can, if he did it, lematzi Shabbos asurin m'chesheichin. It's also Matzah Shabbos b'chdei shiasa, the amount of time it would have taken to cook up. Should we say that it's going according to Beis Shammai, who subscribes to Shvisas Kelim and not Beis Hillel? And says the Gemara, feel it time Beis Hillel. Even Beis Hillel will agree that this is also. You know why? Here there's a new gzera. We're worried that if he has this food on the pot, on the oven, and he sees that it's not cooking properly, the fire is going on, he may stir the coals, which is Havara. Ask the Rishonim, we have an Eitzah. Before we have the Teretz Hashem B'chato, be mafkrit. So Rishonim answer, the Heter of Hefker only works for food that you need for Shabbos. Here they're preparing the food for Matzoi Shabbos. For food for Matzoi Shabbos, the Heter of Hefker wouldn't work. So Gemara is saying there's a Nuch Shashir of Shem B'chato B'cholim, which is very important in Halacha. Ask the Gemara, Yehochi, Mug Megafris Nam. You go back to the previous Gemara. Why are you allowed to leave the incense or the sulfur burning? Ligzor, we should make a Gzeira of Shem Yichat B'Kholim. Answer the Gemara, Hosloi Machti Lahu. Nobody's going to stir the coals in such a case. The Machti, Solop B'Kutri, when you stir the coals, a lot of smoke develops. The Koshalahu. And they'll ruin the silver, they'll ruin the suit. Ask the Gemara, Unin Shapishta Nami Ligzor. Back to our Mishnah, we said you're allowed to leave the flax in the pot. Why do we make a gzeira Shem Yichat B'Kholim? Answer the Gemara, Hosom, Kiv in the Kosh Lezika. When you open up the oven to stoke the coals, a draft comes in, and that draft can have an adverse effect. That's why Loi Magalihu. Ask the Gemara, Tzemel Yaira. We spoke about wool in the oven, in the pot, that the Rishil said you're allowed to leave it for Friday afternoon. Ask the Gemara, Ligzor. Let's make exactly that you may stoke it. And so the Gemara, Amishmul b'yoyra kura. We're talking about the pot is off the flame already. So you're not going to stoke the coals. There's no coals. Ask the Gemara, v'necheshem megaspa. Enechanami, you're not going to stoke the coals because it's not on the coals. But maybe you'll stir the pot. And stirring the pot should be asur as bishul. And so the Gemara, v'kura v'tucha. It's number one, it's off the oven. And it's also sealed. So the way to Rishonim learn, since it's sealed, if you're going to open up the pot, while you're opening up the pot, you'll realize that you're not allowed to stir it. That'll be a deterrent from stirring it. So the Gemara here is saying, this is very negel aloch lemaisa, a chiddush, that you have a pot that's off the oven. There's still a chshash that you're not allowed to stir it. So now the shail is, if we take a pot off the oven and we want to serve, you take the chant off the oven and you want to serve it, how can you serve? You're being magus. You're stirring it. So if the food is still hot, hopefully it's still hot, how can you stir it? And Taka, the Ramah says that you're not allowed to do it. The Ramah says you're not supposed to do it. According to the Ramah, if you're serving something from a pot, you shouldn't take a spoon, you should just pour it out from the pot. And in fact, the Tzitz Eliezer asks a very interesting shaila. Because the halach is, wherever megis is also, wherever stirring is also, you're not allowed to cover a pot either. That means, if a food is not cooked, so you're not allowed to stir that pot that's on the blech. Even if it's on the blech, you're not allowed to stir it. And you're not only not allowed to stir it, you're not allowed to open and close the pot. So the question is, according to Ramadi, you're not allowed to do it even when it's off the oven, so you're not allowed to stir, so how can you open and close the pot when it's off? So he says, the Nishma Shabbos says this Ramah is hard enough, it's a big enough Chumrah, and the Chumrah is an Agosa, you can't go and expand it to closing it. But the question is, the Ramah seems to be right when we learn the Gemara. But we don't fizik that way, the Mishnah Berurah says. What are we going to do with this Gemara? So the truth is, Tosfos answers it with two words. He says, Dilma Megaspa, and Tosfos says, Vahavit Saveya. What's Tosfos trying to say with this word? We know we're talking that we're doing it for dying. So the Mefarshim will explain what Tosfos is telling us is that this Isser of Hagosa, when it's off the fire, is only an Isser in Sevilla, not an Isser in Bishel. When you're taking the pot of chalent off the oven, you're not doing Sevilla, you're only doing Bishel. And Bishel is not Usser when it's off the fire. Interesting, it won't work according to Rashi. That will certainly serve the covering pot, and it will serve that you're allowed to stir the pot or serve with a spoon. But if you look in Rashi doesn't say tzveya. Rashi says megas mehapach ba u'mevushal have a bishul. Rashi says the is not tzveya, it's bishul. So according to Rashi, it should be usser to stir a pot, even if it's off the oven. And that's actually what the Ramah says. So the Ramban wants to say a chiddush, that hagasa, stirring, is only possible. What is considered stirring according to halacha? The first time you stir a pot. After the first time, halacha does not consider that stirring. So according to the Ramban, what you should do is make sure to stir the pot once before Shabbos. Because if you don't stir it the first time, once before Shabbos, it'll be also to stir it on Shabbos, even when it's off the fire. You'll never be allowed to put a spoon into it. So you should stir it once, which most people anyway, most people who are cooking stir it at least once, hopefully. Otherwise, you'll have a shaila that according to this Gemara, it's usur. But what we did learn here is, this is only when the pot, we're not learning Hilchos Bishul, just to mention this. This is only when the food is, when the pot is off the fire. But what about when the pot is on the blech? Stirring the food is a very big shaila. And like this, if the food is not completely cooked, it's certainly a shaila. If it's cooked, there's room to be makel, but there's a very interesting shaila. Shlomo Zalman Orbach and Rav Moshe both speak about this shaila. Let's say we're talking about cholent, but you don't put meat into the cholent, you put chicken into the cholent. And the bones, so the food, the chicken is cooked, the food, the rest of the cholent is cooked, the bones take a very long time till they get soft. So Shlomo Zalman says, you're not allowed to stir the cholent, because the chicken bones are not soft yet. So by stirring it, you're doing a ma'aseh to make the chicken bones get cooked. Rav Moshe says, since we don't normally eat bones, we don't have to consider that. Rav Shlomo Zalman was machmer. Says the Gemara. Now that we learned, v'hashtad amamah, says the Gemara, gzer shami b'chat b'cholim, we learned a new thing today. There's a concern that you may stir the coals. Hai kid rechaisa, shorach lenuch Erev Shabbos. A very relevant shaila. It comes to Erev Shabbos, and the person realized that he didn't put the food on the blech. And now we're concerned that if you're going to put it on, it's before Shabbos though, but there's always a concern of stirring it. What do you do? It says, put in a piece of raw meat. Why? Erev Shabbos cheshechem neturah. Put it into the fire, put a raw piece of meat into the oven. Maitama. Kivin de la chazal l'urta. By tonight, it won't get cooked no matter what. Why? Because there's not enough time. Asuch masa datmanei, so you don't think about it. V'losu l'suyil gecholim, and you won't stir the meat because like this. For tonight you won't have it anyway, and for tomorrow you'll have it anyway. So we don't have to worry about shem yichatu gecholim. However, ubashal, if the food is completely cooked, shabedam, then you can leave it on the blech because there's no reason for you to stir. The food is prepared. Now there's a big machlokes rishon. What does bashal mean? Tosfos says bashal means as soon as machal ben desoy. That means as soon as a third or a half cooked, nobody's going to be mechat b'kachom because the food is edible. Rashi says the bashal means it has to be completely cooked. If it's not completely cooked, there's always a chash of shem yichat b'kacholim. Bashal v'lay bashal, If it's not, if it's cooked but not completely cooked, that means according to Tosfos, it started, but it's not Yemachal Ben Rasoi. According to Rashi, it's not completely cooked. According to other Rishonim, even if it's completely cooked, but it's Mitzdamik V'yofaloi, the more cooks, the better. The halacha is Osir. And now there's a problem with Shem Yichat B'Gecholim. And that's why we have a blech. However, Bishoda B'Ger Mechaya, but if you put in a piece of raw meat, Shat B'Dami, because like we learned, then you won't think about it. Now, one interesting shaila, the Chazanish discusses it. Could we rely on this heter of Kidra Chaisa? I mean, it happens. Could you rely on a raw piece of meat? Let's say you realize that you prepared part of your cholent Friday morning, you put it into the fridge, the long Fridays, and you forgot to put it onto the oven till right the minute before Shabbos. So you have a real shaila. Could you put in a raw piece of meat and rely on this Gemara? So the Chazanish says we have a new problem nowadays. We're machmer, from when don't we do malacha? From shkia. But when does Shabbos really begin? Shabbos really begins anywhere from 45 to 72 minutes later. From 45 to 72 minutes later, it's not going to be kidra chayis anymore. It's not going to be a raw piece of meat. It'll certainly be yatz lettuce boy. It'll certainly be hat, and it may even be partially cooked. Now, what is the moment that we have to look at? We have to look at l'chumra. We have to look at the moment of tseis kachavim. So Chazanis says, practically, we can never rely on the heter of Kidra Chaisa. Continues the Gemara. V'hashta amamar. Now that we learned, call me the kosh lezika. Anything that the draft affects bad, negatively, loy miglalei, and therefore there's no concern that you're going to open it up. Hai bistru the gadya. If you have meat of a kid, a young meat, visharik, and it also it's sealed, shabadami. There's no question that you're gonna not open that up and you're not gonna be mechat b'kacholim. The barcha, ram meat, v'loy sorik, and it's also not sealed, is certainly osur, because you need to cook it a lot because it's tough meat and you have nothing to deter you from cooking it. The question is, the barch, the gadya v'loy sorik, when you have soft meat but it's not sealed, or the barcha, you have the tough meat of a sorik, it's sealed. What's the halacha? So it's a machloikus. You have one thing working in your favor and one thing working in your disfavor. Ravashi, Shari, Rav Yirmi Difte Asr. Ask the Gemara, Ravashi, the Shari, according to Ravashi that says it's mutter, we're going to learn a Mishnah tomorrow. The Mishnah says in Daf Yud Tes on the days, ain't soil and basur, batsu labeya, and now add a roast, meat, onions, or eggs, el kadeshi tzolim bajam, unless they get done by Erev Shabbos. Why is it Asr? We just said that all meat is fine. And it says the Gemara, Hasam, the Barach of Leisarik. What's that Mishnah talking about? Rare meat. And it's also not sealed. Because like Tosfos explains, here we're not talking about meat in a pot. Here we're talking meat on a barbecue. So therefore, say I have everything working against you, and there's a chashash Hashem yichat b'gecholam. Iked Amri, others say, the machlok is like this. The gadya, when you're dealing with goat meat, bein sorek, bein loy sorek, whether it's sealed or not sealed, shapadami. There's no problem. Why? Because nobody's going to be mechatik gecholim, because this meat, you have to be very careful not to overdo it. The barchanami, when you're dealing with the tough rare meat, the sorek, but it's sealed, shapadami. It's also fine. Why? Because since it's sealed, that serves as a deterrent. Ki pligi, what's the shaila? The barcha, where it's tough meat, v'loy sarik. That even in such a case, Rav Asi Shari, Rav Asi says it's mutter. Why? Because people don't want to touch that meat because you're worried that you're going to ruin it, even if it's tough meat. And Rav Yirmi Medafti Asa, ask the Gemara, according to Rav Asi the Shari, that even when you're dealing with tough meat, and even when it's not sealed, he says it's mutter. So when we're going back to our Mishnah, we're going to learn tomorrow. That ain't soil and basa batzla beya. El kadeshi tzulme by joy. What's the case? According to Rav Ashi, all meat, you don't have to worry about shem yichat v'kecholim. Answers the Gemara, hasam b'bisra gomri. It's when the meat is mamish on the coals. When the meat is mamish on the coals, Rav Ashi will agree that you have to be worried about shem yichat v'kecholim. But anywhere else, when the meat is not actually on the coals, Rav Ashi says you don't have to worry about shem yichat v'kecholim. Ravina. So Ravina takes this concept of taking a raw thing, and by that you have no problem, because like that you're not going to think about it for tonight anyway. He takes it a step further. Hai karachaya. If you take a raw squash, and you want to put it into the pot, Shabbadami, that will solve your issue of Shemini Vechat B'Gachol. Why? Kivin the Kosh Lezika, since opening the pot and letting the draft in ruins the squash, so nobody's going to open it up, and that's why Kibbisa the Gadya Dami, it's like the soft meat, and you don't have to worry about Shemini Vechat B'Gachol. So we learned in the Mishnah, B'Shama Aymrim Ein Moichrim. B'Shama said, and it's very important, we explained this briefly yesterday, the Mishnah said, "B'shama amir ein moichrim l'nochri." You're not allowed to sell something to a guy. Vein tainem moi. You're not allowed to put it on his animal. Vein b'gbin alav. And you're not allowed to put it on him. Only if you have enough time from erev Shabbos. So, like Tosfos explains on this amid, the Tosfos of B'shamai. Tosfos explains that here we're not talking about shvisas kalim. Shvisas kalim is not relevant here. The guy is not a keli. Here we're talking about you're not allowed to do this according to B'Shamai because it looks like you're asking the guy. There's one of two reasons. Either, and we'll explain this more tomorrow. Either because it looks like you did business with the guy in Shabbos, or it looks like that the guy is your messenger on Shabbos. What would be the nafkamina? Nafkamina would be a very big nafkamina. Let's say there's an erev in your town. So if it looks, if the chashash is that it looks like you did business with a guy, it doesn't make a difference if there's an erev or not. But if it just looks like the guy is carrying on your behalf, if the guy will agree to confine himself to the area of the erev, there's no problem. Because just like you're allowed to carry, he's allowed to carry. So turn on bonin. B'shamay amrim, lo yimka odm chetz lo nachri, a person is not allowed to sell something to a guy, v'lo yishlenu, v'lo yilvenu. And Rashi explains, it's just good to know for all of Shas. Yishlenu is when you lend something that the actual thing that you lend, you're going to get back. Yilven, that's like an item. I lend them my plate. Well, yilvenu means money. That the item you lend them, you don't get back the same thing. You get back money, but not the exact same dollar bill. You're not allowed to give him something with matana. Unless you give it enough time that the guy could reach his house before Shabbos. He has to be able to get, not to his house, but he has to be able to get to his first city in town. The guy has to leave your house before Shabbos. And explains the Gemara, Amar Rabbi Yosef Rabbi Yehuda, Hein Hein Divrei Rabbi Kiva, Hein Hein Divrei Beis Hillel. Rabbi Kiva and Beis Hillel are really saying the same thing. You have to make sure that not as machmir as Beis Shammai, that the guy has to get home, but you have to make sure that the guy leaves your home before Shabbos. Lebar Rabbi Kiva, El Lefarsh Divrei Beis Hillel. That's the halacha. You're not allowed to let a guy leave your house on Shabbos with an item if the people are going to be choshe that you did business with the guy on Shabbos. Tana Bon. Similar line of reasoning. B'shama Omrim, La Yimka Adam Chams Le'Nachri, a person not allowed to sell his chams to a guy, El Gaim Kajdei B'Yikshich L'Kadim HaPesach, unless he knows that the guy will use up the chametz before Pesach. Why? Because it's your chametz, now it's your chametz, and if your chametz, you're not allowed to let a guy have it, even though you're selling it. Divrei B'shama. Beisel Omrim, Beisel disagree. They say, as long as you're allowed to eat it, and the halacha is not only as long as you're allowed to eat it, even as long as you're allowed to have anor from it, which is an hour longer, mutal machray. Why? Because it's not yours, and now you're allowed to sell it. Now, Rabbi Yehuda takes Beis Shammai one step further. Yehuda Omer, kutach habavli, that was a type of a dip. The ingredients of the dip were whey, W-H-E-Y, and pieces of moldy bread. They made a dip out of it. So it was chametz gomer. So there's a difference when you sell a loaf of bread and when you sell a dip of kutach. A loaf of bread, people use up fairly quickly. So according to Beis Shammai, who's machmer and not selling bread, chametz to a guy before Pesach, a day or two before Pesach is no problem because the guy will have anyway eaten it up before Pesach. But dip lasts a long time. So therefore he says, kutach abavli, overcoming it, kutach, any type of this dip, so 30 days before Pesach, you're not allowed to sell. Why? Because the chametz, the dip, will last that long, because it doesn't get used up that quickly, and it's chametz gomer, and Beis Shammai says that anything that's chametz gomer, you're not allowed to sell to a guy unless you're sure the guy will use it up before Pesach, so you can't sell it for the last 30 days before Pesach. So now the question is, why 30 days? Maybe it takes longer to use up the kutach. So Rashi explains here that before 30 days is not considered Pesach. Since the halach is shoylim v'darshim hilchas haPesach kaidim haPesach lamajoyim, we only start learning hilchas Pesach 30 days. before Pesach, anything before 30 days before, even if your wife is cleaning for Pesach before 30 days. But the halacha doesn't consider it before Pesach, before 30 days, so you don't have to be concerned with Hilchus Pesach in this level before that. One more shayla. The Pnei Shloima asks a nice shayla. If there's an issue of Shvisas Kalim according to Beis Shammai, how could I ever sell a keli to a guy? When it was by me, there was Issa Shvisas Kalim. It's my keli. So how can I sell to Goy? So Allah, he answers that the din of Shvisas Kalim is only as long as your name is attached to it. When you sell it, your name is no longer attached to it, and there's no issue of Shvisas Kalim.